Dr. Saxon Smith is the president with the AMA of New South Wales. Doctor, good afternoon.
Afternoon, thank you for having me on.
Do you believe ads on television play a big impact in encouraging kids to drink and eat the wrong thing?
Absolutely, there's very good evidence in the literature worldwide that shows that advertising directly to children, whether it's food-related or otherwise, is highly effective, and hence why they spend millions of dollars in advertising campaigns.
Do you think, and obviously action's been taken in this example, do you think further action's needed, further regulation is needed with junk food advertising?
Look, the reason that the industry has these guidelines in place is because they recognise that it's not the right thing in our current climate where, one in four children are overweight or obese in Australia and one in two adults are overweight or obese. So we need to have some awareness that when we are advertising or seeing advertising, there's some ethics involved there.
You know, my kids watch less and less TV these days. You know, they've got their devices and they've got lots of activities. So we don't actually watch a lot of TV. So I'm not sure that that's what's getting to them. Do you know what I've noticed is really getting to them that hasn't been addressed yet? Hmm. All the little kids' soccer clubs and footy grounds and kids' play centres are so full of junk. School canteens. And these are the places they're being exposed to weekly with their friends, with peer pressure. And that's where I get the most pressure to buy things for them. And no one's ever thought, you know what, if you're running a kid's sport or a kid's targeted play centre, you need to be regulated. Why hasn't that been addressed?
Well, it has been to some degree. So state-based high schools and primary schools have regulations about what is considered to be reasonable to sell in their tuck shops. But outside of that, in particular sporting grounds, it's a more of a general thing and it's not subject to the same regulation. And so that is a conversation that needs to happen as a nation, I think. But also you highlighted a really important point, I think, is that obviously, the way we are interacting with media has changed significantly with the advent of the internet and tablets and our phones that we constantly seem to be on a daily basis these days. And hence, apps and the like are another way by which they generate interaction with customers.
Yeah.
And certainly that's one of the things that has fallen foul in this situation, whether this was being designed as an app-based program or advertising link. And gamification is the buzzword in the industry.
And so
that's another thing that needs to be explored as well. And I think this is a really interesting and exciting finding that there is a cognizance that this is important that we need to be addressing.
Doctor, what role does the parent play in this?
Well, obviously, as a parent myself, we have a significant role when it comes to our children's health and well-being. The challenge of it is that our children often fight us on a daily basis, even when you have a four-year-old like I do, all the way through to a 14-year-old. And there's the hard thing, particularly when you have this broader peer pressures, as we were just discussing, whether it's in the sporting grounds or app-based modalities or the traditional newspaper and television.
Yeah, because don't you find that you don't want to restrict it completely, because then as soon as they are in control of their diets, they may, in an act of rebellion, start to eat all the stuff you banned if you've been really strict with it. I try to sort of like have a little bit of it and teach them how to include it in their life instead of just going, you can't have that, because my son, who's 11, he really is pushing back on the slushy issue now. Like, it's become this really big thing. I'm the only one of my friends who doesn't get a slushy after soccer, and he actually is, and I just don't know what to do about it.
And that's right. It's a real challenge. And obviously, our children will find those pressure points to try and argue and demonstrate their independence and autonomy, which is the nature of being a child and the nature of being a parent to have that battle. But we know that I think that moderation is always an important thing to teach and to encourage, and that goes across the full spectrum of everything when it comes to food, to alcohol and the likes. And that modelling behaviour that we set as parents is also really important, and we forget about that all too often, that they're absorbing, even with young children, what we do on a daily basis as a model for what they're going to do going to the future. And that's extrapolating out to the campaign around alcohol just recently, where they had that sequence of images of the parent asking their son to get the beer from the fridge, and they went through generation and generation.
So disturbing.
That behavioural learning through observation that our children do is really important. It's tough as a parent. And I mean, I know I'm a dermatologist in my day-to-day job, and it's a daily battle to get my son to put on sunscreen, despite the fact that I know it's really important. And so, it's the same with food and all these kind of things, and teaching them those good health habits around lifestyle, how we can enjoy our lives, the food, and also the way we interact with society as a whole.
Dr. Smith, thanks for your time today.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Dr. Saxon Smith, who's the president of the New South Wales AMA.